Okay. It's Zeph and Govinda. We're back. The project is human2020.com, human2020.com. And today is May the 20th. And so what we're part of the campaign that Govinda's launched is 20 on 20, on the 20th of every month, we pray 20 minutes, however we come to God, whatever religion you're from, I don't care. Whatever prayer is to you, whatever that means to you, we come together in prayer for 20 minutes on the 20th of each month in order to seek the Lord for, to shut down and to petition the Lord to shut down this human trafficking, human slavery, human abduction, human sales, pedophilia, brothels, porn films, all that stuff, the darkest of the darkest evil sin in this planet. And that includes some of the things you hear about with there's some really dark stuff out there on this subject. And so what we want to do right now is we're going to take our 20 minutes and we're going to start in on prayer. We had our podcast, so I'm assuming you heard that on, you know, the Zeph Report. So now, or you've seen something on, or you've seen something on YouTube, the links will be below, but now we're going to go into our 20-minute prayer. Okay, Govinda, would you please start it off?
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that we are your children, that we can come before you in the name of Jesus, that we can come before your throne this day as yours, that have been called by your name in the earth. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the power that is in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the ability that we have to bring anything and everything before you. And so, Lord, this day, Father, we come before you. We come before you as those that are in the earth at such a time as this, that are your voices in this land, in this world, that speak truth, that bring the light, that carry, Lord God, your word everywhere. And Lord, this day, Father, we pray. We come before you, Lord, and we pray. Father, we petition you on behalf of those, Lord, that are in this world, that are suffering, Father, under this form of bondage and slavery, that are suffering, Lord God, around the world by the hands of the enemy. Father, we pray, Lord, this day. Lord, we pray that you, by your hand, you, Lord God, that have throughout time set the captives free, Lord, that you would intervene. Lord, we come before you, Lord, because we are serious. We come before you because you have stirred our hearts. We come before you, Lord God, because we know that you hear our prayers and that you answer in a powerful way every time. When your people call out to you, Lord God, you always respond. And so, Lord God, right now we pray. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bring an end to human trafficking. That you, Lord God, would create the circumstances and the situations to expose, Lord God, that which is done in darkness, bring it to the light, Father God. Break up, Lord God, this business. Break up, Lord God, this corrupt foundation. Lord, break up this work of the enemy. Break up, Lord God, the hands that bind and destroy and corrupt lives. Break, Lord God, the hold over the minds of the people, Lord God. Break, Lord God, the darkness, Father, that has enveloped so many, Lord God, and has destroyed and corrupted their own souls as they participated in this crime. Father God, break, Lord God, remove, strip, Lord, bring light. Bring light, Father. Bring truth, Lord God. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, for courage. I pray, Father God, for courage, Lord God, for every person that will work on this issue. Lord, I pray that you would inspire their hearts, that you would quicken their pulses, quicken their mortal bodies. Father God, let them rise up, Lord. Let people that have been working on this problem and this issue for years and for decades, Father, give them a spring in their step once again, Lord God. Give them a passion once again. Let them see, Father, that their works and their labors have not been in vain. But Lord, let them see, Father God, the cavalry coming. Let them see the host of heaven coming, Lord God, to support and to build and to quicken their efforts, Father. Those that have been laboring, Lord God, in quiet places, in dark places, to try to see a solution, Father, for generations and for years and for months and for days, Lord God, with hearts and passion and trying to see a solution. Lord, encourage their hearts this day. Encourage them, Father God, those that you have put something in them, Lord, to be a part of that solution. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would stir the hearts of people all over the world. Stir the hearts of people in the United States, Father, where we are praying this day. Lord, stir people's hearts to become part of that solution. Stir people's hearts, Lord God, to become part of a solution and an end, Father God. Transition, Lord God, people from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. Lord, transition people. Show them, Father God. Let them no longer see, Father, this and feel overwhelmed, but let them see, Lord, this for what it is and also see what they can do to be a part of the solution. Father, I pray, Lord God, even as the foundation has been set by Jesus Christ himself, I pray, Father, that the works that need to take place would be built and would be built with care, would be built with skill, would be built, Lord God, with strength. And, Father, I pray for power, power for your people at this time, power, Lord God, for people, Lord, let power go into the hands of those that are on the side of light and truth. Power go into the hands, Lord God, those that are aligning with your heart and your purpose, and power to be stripped from those that are in positions that have abused their place, that have abused their right, that have abused that trust that was put with them. Yes. I speak in Jesus' name that power will be stripped from them. They will be shards of what they once were, never to recover.
Yes, Lord.
Because
exactly.
They have gone against you. Lord God, you have said in your word to not harm these little ones. You have told them yourself. You came to the earth, the word was made flesh, and you told them yourself. And they have not heeded your warning. And you have given them time to repent, and that time has now expired. Lord, I pray, Father, that the fear of God would be put in every one of those hearts and minds this day.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, that this shift will have taken place in the spirit and will be brought forth in the natural.
Amen, amen.
I speak in Jesus' name to every ruler, every person in a position of authority that has abused their trust. In Jesus' name, stop.
And be stopped. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Well, I've never heard you pray like that. I feel the earth shaking right now. I'm going to add to this, Govinda. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens, though, shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Lord, I just pray this psalm, Psalm 2, as a final after warning, as the warning has already gone out. I don't know how many warnings have gone out, Lord, but so many. But now you're moving our spirit. You're quickening our spirits. We feel you quickening our spirit to address this issue now because, Lord, you're about to move in a really powerful way. You're moving and bringing us into your will, Lord. You're bringing us into the words of our prayers. You're giving us, Lord. You're bringing us into this spirit now where we just prior to this time, Lord, we were perhaps looking around. We were wandering around a bit, but now you've focused us on this issue, Lord, and you're bringing millions and millions of people together to address this, to put this issue down now, Lord, because you're going to stop it. One way or the other, your word is you will protect the innocent. You will protect them and you will bring justice for those who have fallen unfairly, unjustly. And we are here to warn, to be your spokes, your mouthpiece, if you will, to warn the people that we're beyond the warning time. That individuals who have fallen down on their responsibility to be leaders of the community, to be leaders of the free world, to be leaders of goodness, to be a force of light, in truth, they have been shown to be a force of darkness and a force of corruption and a force of child abuse and a force of child trafficking and a force of trauma-based mind control and a force of human slavery and a force of abuse and imprisonment of these little ones who otherwise would have decent lives. That slavery today, Lord, is worse than it ever was in America, though the propagandists make it all about something else, Lord. You're telling us that slavery today, you can buy a slave cheaper than at any time in history. This must be stopped today, Lord. You're making me speak to tell them that you're going to stop it, that you've given me the words to say right now, because you're going to stop it. I'm simply announcing what you're going to do right now. The people who are involved in this right now will be stopped. It may be behind the scenes. It may be in a way we don't see. But Lord, you're going to stop them. And we come to this 20 minutes on the 20th and putting our voice, Govinda and me and anyone else who agrees with us, in Jesus' name. Your voices have joined our voices in praying for these innocent ones, praying for those who cannot defend themselves, praying for the ones who are the most vulnerable amongst us, who are being exploited in brothels, being exploited in porno films, being exploited as just sex slaves and slaves in general. People that are sold and bought without much regard for their safety, without much regard for their health, without regard for anything. It's just a terrible, terrible injustice that is beyond, it's beyond this civilized society, so-called. Lord, you have, like you showed Ezekiel, you put a light in the darkness. You put a light there with that we can see, like in Ezekiel 8, we can see behind those doors what these rulers that we've trusted, these leaders that we've trusted, these people that are beyond reproach. Look, the propaganda doesn't work anymore. They're owning the news media doesn't work anymore. The truth is, they're perpetrators, Lord. And they must be stopped in Jesus' name because you're stopping them. We're warning you. If you don't stop, you will be stopped, but there are consequences. Consequences. The Lord says there are consequences. There are consequences to all this, Lord. You want me to tell them there's consequences. That's the operative word right now. Everyone just think about the word consequences, because there are consequences to everything they've done. They will not get off scot-free. We saw them laughing, Lord. We saw this Jeffrey, what's his name, with his plane and all these celebrity politicians who've stolen all the people's money, partying, and with rumors sex slaves were being locked up in the house, and everyone just laughing it off, Lord, that they're having sex slaves on this island, and everyone thinks it's funny, Lord. My God, what has happened to this place? What has happened? Is this Mystery Babylon? Is this the worst place in the history of, is this worse than the Roman Empire? Is this worse than any other corrupt situation that has ever been? But the light, Lord, you're bringing the light through. The change is cosmic. It's across the board. Your light is coming in and correcting this situation. And we, Lord, are your servants, your spokespeople. We can't do it without you. So you're moving in this way. And I see you getting Govinda and me and others involved in your will, Lord. This is your will, Lord, that these people be stopped and stopped now in Jesus' name. Light is shining in on the darkness, and it's just very, very powerful the way you're moving. And I can tell already, Lord, that you're bringing people in who are hearing this broadcast. They're hearing this prayer. Play this prayer, folks. Play this prayer, this ongoing prayer, this interactive prayer that's going on right now. Play it. If you don't understand a prayer you can pray, just put this on for 20 minutes. Govinda, back to you. In Jesus' name, I pray all this is true. In Jesus' name, God will do it. Govinda.
Amen. And Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing your people into the earth at such a time as this. Thank you, Father, for quickening us, Lord, with your spirit. Thank you, Father, for revealing, Lord, your heart and your desire, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for showing people, Lord, ways that they can be a part of what it is that you are doing and what it is that you are a part of, Lord, at such a time as this in the earth. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, Lord God, we consider it a blessing and a privilege to walk with you. We consider it a blessing and a privilege, Lord, to be part of what you are doing, Lord. So, Father, we put this before you. We make our petitions known to you, Lord. We are not anxious about anything, but with prayer and supplication, we make our requests known unto God.
Known unto God.
And Father, we bring our voice and our prayer before you, along with all that are praying, Lord God, and all that are seeking your face. And Lord, we are, Lord, like the persistent widow, Lord God, we are not going to go away. We are going to keep coming back to you again and again and again, because we are going to continue to ask you, Father, for justice and for truth and for light. And we are going to ask you again and again and again, Father God, Lord, to see your light and your hand at work in the earth, Lord, this time. Lord, and so we know, Father, that you can do above and beyond anything that we can ask, think, or expect. And so, Lord, we know that you are there, that you are with us, that you are a miraculous God. And, Lord, we have made ourselves available for your purposes. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for those that are in trafficking situations right now, Lord, for the victims. Father, we pray for them, Lord, that you by your Spirit would minister to them, that you, Lord God, by your Spirit would comfort them, Lord God, that you by your Spirit, Lord, would speak to their hearts and let them know, Lord, that you love them and that you are with them, Lord God, even in the desperate situations that they're in.
Yes, amen.
Speak to them, Lord God. Let them know, Lord, that you are there. And, Lord, let them know, Father God, that you are there, Lord, and that you will bring them out. And, Lord, quicken and empower and strengthen the hands of those that you have put in the earth at such a time as this to be those ministers, Lord God, that will be the ones that will be part of that solution, Lord. Amen. Let there be light at the end of that dark tunnel, Lord God, that they have been put into.
Yes,
let
Lord,
them,
amen.
Lord God, see themselves come out of the pit, Father. Let them not lay down and go to sleep and die in those places, Father, but let them come out. Bring them out, Lord, yourself. So, Lord, we pray, and we seal this up in Jesus' name, Lord, above the name that is above every other name, Lord, and we break every demonic stronghold that has been there established, every ancient power, every demonic force, every witchcraft spirit, every power, principality, all of it.
All of it.
Power at the name of Jesus.
All of it.
And so we break it all in Jesus' name. And Lord, we proclaim your word, Father, from on high.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, over this situation. And we consider it and call it done.
Done.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Okay, well, there's your prayer, folks, and I feel mine was more like a prophetic thing. I just kind of got led to mention certain specific things during this prayer, but it was because obviously it's just a terrible injustice, a wrong that needs to be righted, and that's, I'm kind of more like a vessel that gets used that way to for me it was not a warning, it's what God's going to do this. And here's what's going to happen to you. You can go peaceably. You know, you can go one way or the other. You can go peaceably. You can knock it off, quietly behind the scenes repent, or you can make it a grand spectacle, but it's going to stop.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. I'm going to.
20?
Yes, we've had 20 on 20. You do likewise out there, and we'll see you next time.